Well, President Trump called for schools to be better secured and expressed a need to address mental health issues. Here in the Commonwealth, many are calling for even stricter gun regulation. What will that look like? I'm Carrie Healy, and now it's time for Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the Statehouse News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thank you.
The Commonwealth has among the strictest gun laws in the country, but in the wake of the mass shooting at the school in Florida, gun control advocates are pushing for further tightening of the state's firearm laws. Matt, we saw the legislature move very quickly to enact a bump stock ban after the Las Vegas mass shooting in October. Are we expecting similar speed and action on this kind of regulation?
I don't think so. You know, it doesn't appear that way, at least. I think with the shooting in Las Vegas and the kind of introduction into the public consciousness, I mean, you had a lot of lawmakers who said they had never really even heard of the bump stock, that device that the shooter used to shoot down from the hotel. So there was an impetus to take a look, try and understand that quickly, and then they moved to ban it, as we saw, and the governor supported that. In this case, you know, the shooter in Florida used an assault weapon that lawmakers and policy advocates will note that are banned in Massachusetts. These assault rifles are largely not allowed. But you do have Rep. David Linsky, and this was sort of purely coincidence, the timing. It had been planned for months, but happening the day after the shooting, led a rally here with Mothers Against Gun Violence and in the State House for a bill that he has proposed that would allow regulators to restrict access to guns for people who are deemed an immediate risk to themselves or others. And this could result in temporarily taking someone's license away or taking their guns away. This is opposed, of course, by the gun lobby, and people point to this as sort of singling out gun owners. But we haven't heard any groundswell of support for just diving right into this. I'm sure that we'll take a look at it. It's possible that it could come up later this year. But it's also unclear, after taking the bump stock vote last year, whether or not the legislature wants to dive back into the issue of gun control in an election year.
Do we expect that Republican Governor Charlie Baker will be addressing the issues raised by Republican President Donald Trump last week when he said that the country needed to better secure our schools and expressed a need to address mental health issues? Is that the message that Baker might bring back after he attends the National Governors Association meeting?
Well, I think you saw the president himself say that he was going to put this on the agenda. The governor is leaving on Friday to go down for the National Governors Association meetings. This always includes a meeting at the White House with the president, and I'm sure Democrats will be pushing while they're down there, advocating for stricter gun control or common sense gun control laws, as they like to say, in Congress. And I think this will get discussed about how to better ensure that these schools have the resources they need and the security protocols in place to prevent things like this from happening. But, you know, I think even as we've seen in Florida, some people have said that that school was, you know, pretty well prepared and still couldn't stop such a horrific attack.
Moving on, last week, the public comment period on draft regulations for legalized recreational pot sales closed. And we heard at the end of the week that more than a third of the state's legislature sent a strong message to the Cannabis Control Commission, kind of urging the industry to build up in a controlled manner. Does that send a very strong message to the chairman, Stephen Hoffman?
I mean, I think it really does. What you've seen over the past week or so has been a drip, drip, drip out of the administration, where they have released letters timed not all at once, but one at a time, coming out of different agencies, be it the Public Health Department, the Governor's Public Safety and Security Secretariat, and his own budget office, expressing concerns with pieces of the legal marijuana market regulations. And the message from the Governor was, slow down, do the basics, get the retail market up off the ground, and then start to consider these. And while some people have criticized the governor for doing this, the letter signed by almost 80 lawmakers, 78 lawmakers signing on, basically delivering the same message to the Cannabis Control Commission. And we're talking about Democrats here, too. So this is really reinforcing the message that the governor has been building for weeks. And I think you could see the commission itself is going to have to take some of these comments pretty seriously as they weigh their final determination on the regs.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. This is New England Public Radio.